Welcome to AM Best Audio.
U.S. consumer auto insurance shopping remained on an upward trajectory in the second quarter of 2025, with a 9.4% year-over-year increase in shopping activity, while new policies grew 3.6%, according to the latest LexisNexis Risk Solutions U.S. Insurance Demand Meter. Growth was fueled by rate reductions, increased vehicle purchases, and more price-sensitive consumers, especially among single drivers and smaller households, while direct channels and targeted marketing campaigns also drove activity. High-impact states like New Jersey, Texas, California, and Florida have highlighted the geographic variations in shopping trends, underscoring the importance of competitive pricing, retention strategies, and market responsiveness in today's environment. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss these findings is Rena Batra. She's Vice President of Data Science at LexisNexis Risk Solutions. Rena, welcome. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Lori. I look forward to the conversation.
As do I. Rena, let's start with the bigger picture. From your perspective, what factors are driving this record level of consumer auto insurance shopping, and how are insurers responding to the surge in activity?
So, Lori, consumers are reacting to the significant increases in their insurance rates that they saw in 2023 and 2024. The rates increased by 14% in 2023 and about 10% in 2024 in private passenger auto. With other economic factors in play, consumers are becoming more price sensitive. Even those previously predispositioned to not shop are now having to shop. We are seeing shopping from longer tenured policyholders or those in older age groups shopping at rates we have not seen before. To me, this shows that premium increases really are a factor. We also see increased marketing spend from insurance carriers. Many of them are ramping their spend back up to levels seen in previous years before they turned their marketing spend to be lower or just turned it off in general. And this also has an influence. And now that rates are stabilizing or decreasing, consumers are still looking for that better rate to be more comfortable in how much they're spending overall.
Geography continues to be a key driver, with New Jersey, Texas, California, and Florida leading shopping volumes. Rena, how can insurers tailor their regional strategies to remain competitive in these high-impact markets?
So insurers should tailor their regional strategies by aligning with local consumer behavior, regulatory environments, climate risks, and demographic trends. It's important to know more localized information to be able to support the consumer and what their needs are. They should focus on localized marketing and creating a consumer experience that consumers are looking for. And they could also leverage regional data to tailor coverage, pricing, and messaging that resonates with those consumers.
Nearly 40% of filings among top insurers in the second quarter reflected rate decreases. Rena, how are carriers balancing aggressive pricing strategies with the need to retain customers and to also protect profitability?
So, Lori, policyholder loyalty is shifting. Since 2021, the market has seen a significant drop in retention rates, and this has persisted into the first quarter of 2025. In early 2022, we saw retention levels at slightly above 83%. However, the surge in new policy growth has equated to reduced retention levels currently down to 78% at the end of the first quarter of 25. An outsized proportion of this decline is coming from people that have historically not shopped before and those that are higher lifetime value customers. Carriers will need to be more robust in their retention strategies and use data-driven underwriting to focus on these customers. They should proactively communicate rate changes and find ways to build trust with their policyholders to reduce attrition. And monitoring peer pricing and market movements will also be important to help insurers adjust quickly without eroding profitability.
We're seeing the strongest shopping growth among single driver policies and smaller households. Rena, why is this segment experiencing the sharpest increase, and what should insurers take away from that trend?
So, Lori, larger families with more vehicles probably always had larger insurance bills to pay, and they were likely shopping for the best deal they could find to reduce their household expenses all along. But with rates going up as much as they have, even the households with one driver or one car can't afford the increases in the percentage of their income going towards insurance. Growth among single drivers suggests a growing focus on affordability, which could be driven by tighter budgets. Consumers with prior policy tenure of 10 years or greater, and those age 66 or greater, have also been particularly active recently. These groups traditionally contributed to lower shopping groups and growth than other cohorts in the past, and they helped drive a considerable share of the overall increase in industry activity over the past 3 years because of the pricing sensitivity. Older consumers who may be on a fixed income are likely more sensitive to rate increases, which have served as the reason for this traditionally stable group to weigh policy options. This, to me, shows that all consumers are price sensitive now more than ever.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
How are insurers leveraging direct channels and digital technology to influence consumer shopping behavior and to improve conversion rates?
So, Lori, for the eighth consecutive quarter in 1Q25, we saw growth in the direct channel, led the exclusive and independent agent channels, netting 22.8% year-over-year growth, likely the result of more insurers reigniting their marketing engines and increased underwriting appetites. Insurers are increasingly leveraging direct channels and digital technology to shape the consumer shopping behavior, to boost conversion rates through a mix of personalization, convenience, and automation, which is what consumers are looking for. Streamlined digital platforms allow consumers to get quotes and purchase policies instantly, reducing the friction that they have in other channels. Insurers need to analyze the browsing patterns, quoting process, and demographic data of those shoppers to tailor offers and messaging. Re-engaging consumers who didn't initially convert with personal ads and offers is also another strategy.
And Rena, as we think about the rest of 2025 and beyond, how might upcoming trade deals, broader economic shifts, or potential market stabilization affect auto insurance shopping and overall policy growth?
So, Lori, an interesting thing. At the end of Q2 25, 46.5% of policies in force shopped at least once in the past 12 months. And I think we can expect that number to increase or stay at the same level. That's the most shopping we've seen overall from the policies in force since we started tracking this statistic in the demand meter. I think we have to realize that consumers are very price sensitive. Any shift that causes their premium to go up again will cause them to shop. Trade agreements and economic factors will influence car buying, claim severity, and overall price sensitivity, which will drive demand for auto insurance one way or another. If new trade deals are enacted, they could either stabilize the market or reignite the shopping activity. As carriers stabilize pricing after recent volatility, consumers may return to shopping with greater frequency, especially if they perceive value and transparency. To help maintain positive underwriting results, carriers need to remain disciplined in their underwriting approach. Agility, innovation, and customer-centric strategies will be essential to thrive in an evolving landscape.
Rena, this has been fascinating, so informative, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Lori, for the opportunity.
That was Rina Batra, Vice President of Data Science at LexisNexis Risk Solutions. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.